SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Federal investigators pleading with the public for patience as they work to pinpoint the cause of Wednesday night's deadly mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport.
We don't know what we know just yet. We do not know enough facts to be able to rule in or out human factor, mechanical factors. That is part of the NTSB investigative process.
National Transportation Safety Board investigator Todd Imnan says the plane's black boxes are being examined. Some victims' bodies have yet to be recovered. President Trump has signed an executive order directing the FAA to scrap any DEI hiring policies it might have in place.
We want the most competent people. We don't care what race they are.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency says it's already saving American taxpayers roughly $1 billion per day, and it's looking to do even better.
This week, Doge shared some examples of its cost-cutting decisions. It revealed the termination of three leases of nearly empty office spaces, as well as the cancellation of certain DEI contracts. But on Thursday, Doge released more updates. The report declared that in 10 days, Doge has already saved the U.S. $34 billion. On social media site X, the department called it a good start, but said the number needed to increase to over $3 billion a day.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. A federal law barring those under 21 from buying handguns from a licensed firearms dealer has been struck down by a federal appeals court. A three-judge panel on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans says the law violates the Second Amendment. The FDA has approved the first new kind of pain medication in decades, Journavx, an alternative to opioids, which pose a serious risk of addiction. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 151 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 161. This is SRN News. A Republican senator introduces a bill to protect kids.
Josh Hawley's measure is designed to allow young people who regret their sex change operations to sue the doctors and hospitals who carry them out. The Missouri Republican calls it the Protecting Our Kids from Child Abuse Act. Hawley says our children should no longer suffer from irreversible and dangerous child mutilation procedures which the Biden administration enabled and promoted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More anti-Semitism in Australia. Three more cases of hateful graffiti at Jewish institutions were discovered across Sydney on Thursday, while Australian political leaders decried as terrorism an incident of explosives found in a trailer on the city's outskirts. Lawmen say the trailer contained a list of Jewish targets together with a store of power gel. It's an explosive used in the mining industry. There have been numerous anti-Semitic attacks on synagogues and Jewish schools in Australia over the past couple of months. This is SRN News. Europe's economy grinds to a halt.
The European Union statistics agency, Eurostat, said that gross domestic product was flat with a zero increase in the last 3 months of the year in the 20-nation eurozone. Leading economies, Germany and France, are both unsettled by political turmoil. Germany's confusion could clear up after a national election on February the 23rd, following the collapse of Social Democrat Chancellor Olaf Scholz's governing coalition. The alliance had been mired in months of bickering over what to do about the economy. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Carolina preparing to execute the third inmate to be put to death since September. The state goes through a backlog of prisoners who exhausted their appeals while the state couldn't find lethal injection drugs. Marion Bowman Jr.'s execution, scheduled for this evening, the 44-year-old was convicted of murder in the shooting death of a man in 2001. More details at SRNNews.com.